best relationships are built on learnable skills. The question becomes, are we willing to learn these skills in community? Join John and Sungshin Lopnow as they bring your attention to the presence of God and practices that enable you to love deeply. In each episode, they'll explore the beauty and power of living in community, where the practice of relational skills and the interactive presence of God are both learned and lived out. And now, to tell you more about today's episode, here's John and Sungshin.
Hello, I'm John Lopnow, and Sungshin and I are both glad that you've joined us for this very first podcast. What you hear is the first one we ever recorded, and you can find out that in the beginning we're a little slow, but eventually we find a rhythm that works for sharing who we are together in a natural way. I imagine that we'll only get better as time goes, and we're glad that you're joining us for this journey. We look forward to kind of sharing things that we're learning, interviewing people, and really equipping all of us so that we can remain relational in every single moment. Because that is our truest self in Christ, that we are in the center of a community of love. And when we live from that place, the world changes one relationship at a time. So I hope you enjoy this first podcast. Please let us know what you think. Take care, and God bless. Hello, I'm John Lopnow. I'm here sitting at our kitchen table with my wife, Sungshin Lopnow. And we just want to say that we're really glad that you've joined us for this podcast and just share a little bit about ourselves and why we're doing this. So I grew up in the Midwest, was born in Milwaukee, then spent a lot of time in Chicago, and then I came to L.A. where I met my wife. And honey, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you grew up and how you ended up being how we ended up being together?
Well, my name is Sungshin, and then people often ask what Sungshin means. Mm-hmm. So my name means Sacred Heart. Mm. Very meaningful.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of resonates with the essence of this podcast, Sacred Heart. We're talking about experiencing and encountering the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so I love your name and the meaning of it. And so,
thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So I grew up in Korea in 1999, until 1999. Mm-hmm. And then I came to America to study further on marriage and family therapy. That's why I met you. Mm-hmm. And we've been married for 18 years. Mm-hmm. And we have two children.
Two mostly wonderful children, Zachariah and Zoe. Really delightful, and we're in big soccer season right now, so that's fun. But it's an opportunity to really grow and learn the essence of what we're going to talk about in this podcast is how to stay connected to God, ourselves, our children, and really put into practice the relationship skills that we've acquired and cultivated over the years.
Mm, wonderful.
And but maybe we can share about, okay, so we're talking about the presence of God and relationship skills. Let me just say that we have a ministry called Presence and Practice, and you kind of heard a little bit about that in the intro. That is a place where we want to encounter God's presence and have tangible, practical ways of putting it into practice. Like, how do we encounter Him, and how do we build relationships with love and peace and joy? And that's why we have the name Presence and Practice. And we're going to discuss relationship skills, spiritual formation practices, and different things like that. So we're both full-time therapists right now. We've both been pastors for many years. So we have a wealth of experience to draw from. And we want to share a little bit about why this matters so much to us and why we want to share things that we've learned and acquired along the way. So for me, one of the defining moments of my life was when my parents got divorced. And at that time, I really wanted to make sure that I had a family and a marriage that lasted forever. And so that started when I was in high school. And like, I had a commitment and intention to do whatever it takes to build up a relationship, a marriage, a family that lasts forever. And that kind of set me on the quest to cultivate these skills and practices. At some point, I didn't know exactly what that meant when I was in high school. But that's partly why I studied marriage and family therapy and met mentors along the way and read books and go to seminars and all kinds of trainings. But really want to learn how to love love you, love our kids, love people in the community. So, hon, how about you? Why are you passionate about this? Why do you care about this?
Yeah, before I share my passion and why I care, I want to affirm that you've been like that. You've been a leading figure in our life, in my life, mm-hmm. what it means to be relational. Mm. So good job. You have lived out your value.
Well, thank you. When you say it, I appreciate it, and I'm well aware of many moments of failure. So I receive that, and I use that energy to continue to learn and grow.
Glad that you point out your own failure.
Mm. Oh, yeah, good. No, I know, because you can point it out as well.
That's right.
You're skillful at that.
Is that one of the skills? That's very good. So because before I pointed out, the fact that you point out, that's good.
I know. Good job, John.
Yes. Well, I grew up in Korea in poverty and experiencing probably unnecessary suffering since I was little. And I think church has been a very safe, sacred place where I was seen through the eyes of heaven. Mm. Like in the world, I'm somebody so little and small. With my gift and resources, I cannot thrive in that world. But whenever I come to church, I was hearing from teachers or pastors that God loves me and he has a wonderful plan for me. And that sense of hope and sense of dignity, worth, value, and beauty as a human being was found and nurtured in the context of church. So I ended up loving church and loving God. And because of that, I went on mission field. So living in the Philippines for a year as a missionary, and went to seminary in Korea, studying Christian education, pastoral counseling. Mm. And I came to America studying marriage and family therapy, study you did first, spiritual direction. Mm-hmm. So like I've been on this journey of wanting to love God deeply. Mm-hmm. But all along the way, I realized once I marry you, I think it was 2001.
Are you asking about when we got married?
Yes.
Is it 2001? Yeah, 2001, honey.
Okay. And I think that was the time that I realized loving God cannot be separated from my capacity to love you, love another human being. Mm-hmm. And I utterly fail. Mm. And with all that, seminary degrees, marriage and family therapy, spiritual direction, even though there was only 1 year that I finished back then, utterly really struggle. And I really deeply question myself. My genuine desire to love God is so real. How come I cannot manifest that love in the context of an intimate relationship with you? And it still goes with parenting, friendship. So why I really passionate about this podcast or decided to do this, even though I feel very awkward, and I always tell other people I'm a foreigner, and my English will sometimes embarrass me or shame me, reveal
so
that I'm
good.
Not
it's
a...
It's an outside entity that will embarrass you. Yeah. It's your English that will embarrass you. It's not you, so that's good. Honey. Good job. It's not your fault. It's your English's fault.
Yeah, that's my English's fault.
Yes.
If I speak Korean, they would not fail me.
Oh, 잘한다.
Okay. So I became so aware of the reality, this broken reality, that I cannot live out the new commandment that Jesus talked about. Mm. Love one another the way that I have loved you. Mm-hmm. And I love God, and I wanted to do that. But it seems like I don't have a ways to go about. So then, along the way, we met wonderful mentors and study in depth how these things work out.
That's right. And I was thinking about this in preparation for this. The mentors, the people who have like been pillars and shaped our lives, our marriage, our parenting, all of them are deeply formed spiritually. Actually, they have PhDs, but that's not why we're drawn to them. It's because they have a rhythm of life, a way of life, and practices that they've passed on to us to really be formed and tangible ways of doing it. That they've taught us coached us, equipped us, modeled for us. And that's why we want to pass it on, because church has those practices, but there's some elements that we think we have a voice that we can speak into and say, hey, church, people of God, that you want to love God, you want to love one another, this is something that has been so helpful to us, and we want to share that with people.
I think that's it. I think how simple, how humble that is, our attempt is simply pass along what has been helpful to us in our marriage, in our parenting. Obviously, it's not perfect, yet you and I know what it was like and what it is like now. And then how much hope that you and I continuously have when we picture tomorrow and our children's life. And I want other people to live their life with hope and with love and this possibility of loving deeply.
It is possible. And as when we teach people in the U.S. and across the world, as we have, it is something that we say is not because I have one master's degree, you have two master's degrees, and we kind of build it up. It's not because of that you should listen to us, actually. Knowledge can puff up, but it is our failure, then our successful, fruitful attempts of attaching to God, attaching to one another, at being in a community that actually cultivates these practices and way of life. We know what it's like to fail, and we know what it's like to experience the fruit of those connections, and we want to share that.
Amen, brother.
Thank you, sister. This is our inaugural episode, and we are figuring out how to do this. But I'm glad you're with me, hon. You're the one I want to do this with. So,
well, thank you, John.
You're my partner, my wife, co-partner in parenting, and co-teacher. And so we will have fun, and maybe they'll even catch some like tension and arguments and joyful and affirmations.
Oh, yeah. I'm not looking forward to those tension, but it always happens. So
I mean,
we better accept that.
Yeah, I mean, probably because you kind of correct me on something I've done wrong. I wish you could see her. Like, she kind of rolled her eyes and gave me a look like, oh, here we go again.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, you were saying, like, we can learn to live in love and love deeply, right, hon?
I know. You give me another opportunity to practice. Okay, quiet down.
And you're welcome.
Come back to the center.
Come back to the center. Christ is with us, and Amen. He holds us in his presence. Well, thanks, hon, for being with me. And I just wanted to say, people, I love creating in community for many reasons. One, I just love being with people who are seeking the same thing, to live this way. And I want to just acknowledge a couple of people who were a part of getting this podcast launched. And one of them is David Kim, who helped with the podcast art. Really just reached out to him, and he did a great job in the midst of his busy schedule. So thank you, David.
He got just married.
Yep, yeah. Bless them. Bless them off to a wonderful start.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked our friend, my very good friend from college, Kelly Dolan, to do the voiceover, which you heard in the beginning.
I mean, he's the voice of message.
He is, actually. He read the entire Bible, the message version. So if you hear that, that's Kelly's voice. And then he did our podcast. So he's really good. He's a professional.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. And hi, Amy. Just want to say hi, Amy. She has a really cool podcast, too, called Feeding People.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the last person I want to say, we're having lunch with someone, and I was telling Jamie, oh, I love to create in community. The only thing that we need is just the music, the intro music. And then she told us, oh, she can play piano, and then so she quieted herself down and she wrote this piece on what she thought it was like for her to interact with God, and it's beautiful. So thank you, Jamie, for your participation in the launch of this podcast. So,
you know what, John? Before we end, what I wanted to share, it's kind of a confession. You know, our mentor Jim once said, you are relational. You are a relational person. And since we study marriage and family therapy, also spiritual direction, we are a pastor. So honestly, one common thing is we are dealing with or treating the relationship or tending the relationship between people and God. And
cultivating that, strengthening it.
Right. Between people, like all these things. But I'm not that relational. When I live with you, I think I know it as a concept, and also that it's that abstract thing. But I think you are the one who lived that out very thoughtfully and maybe concretely. Because I don't know why. It just comes to my mind. And then whenever we want to do something like that, I always say, no, I don't want to do it. And why don't you do it? Because you like it. And you always invite me into that. Mm. And also saying it, I want people to see the relationship between you and me, Seongshim.
Mm, that is our primary participation in the ministry of Christ in and through us, is people can see and feel and this relational dynamic.
So you said all this word, you've been saying it, but again, still, it's not sinking into my heart, I have to admit.
Maybe and when we get to the year 20, we can get there.
Okay, so I want, or my desire for people is, again, this unseen reality called relationship. We believe in God, who is unseen with our bare eyes, but we worship and we fall in love with Him and stay in love with Him, that unseen reality. And I pray and hope that as you and I interact, like what you wish for people to see, I hope that people see, hear, feel, touch the texture of this relationship between you and me. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that relational dynamic gives life to people.
Yes, that is my hope and prayer and blessing. And I mean, thank you for saying all those things. And I mean, you are very relational. You're very tuned in to one person, that or two people. Like that's you're very focused on that relationship. And so you are very relational. And I do receive the compliment and affirmation that you've given me. And I want to say that to put into words the essence of reality, all reality, as I see it, as just a human being, but who does connect with Christ, that is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, is a relationship. It's a community of love. And that's how I envision, see, have faith in. The basis of my life is to kind of walk into and participate that in that community of love. And then you and I get to do that. We welcome the kids. Then the circle expands. And so that is what I have faith in for the rest of my life. I want to live that, live in and participate in that reality.
Wonderful.
So thanks for being with me. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who are listening, you can go to our website, presenceandpractice.com. We will put show notes, updates, stuff you're supposed to put on when you do a podcast. We're all going to learn those things. Like, literally, we're just learning as we go, and we're going to have fun, and we're going to be real. And so it's an easy yoke, in a sense, that we the way that we want to do this podcast. So God bless you, and may we all become the kind of people who encounter and experience the God who sees us, who hears us, and knows the depth of what we experience, so that we know that He's with us and will do something about by strengthening our spirits. So may we become the people of love and expand this community of love that is the essence of reality. So thank you and God bless.
We love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.